Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Both Houses of Parliament adjourned for the day without any substantive business on fifth consecutive day amid ruckus by opposition over various issues. Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi announces induction of 96 ships and submarines into Navy in next 10 years. Country's total coal production registers 35% growth till November in the current fiscal compared to corresponding period last year. UN Relief Agency for Palestine Refugees suspends aid operations in Gaza via Kerem Shalom crossing following armed robberies. UN Convention to Combat Desertification Conference of Parties begins in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. In Kerala, red and orange alert issued for several districts on account of low pressure formation in the wake of Cyclone Fingal. People living in vulnerable areas directed to relocate to safer places. Both Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today following opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the scene was no different as members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others again trooped into the well raising slogans. Amid uproar, Union Minister for Shipping, Sarbananda Sonowal, introduced the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The presiding officer rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition on different issues and appealed to the agitating members for order in the House, but they did not pay heed. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Earlier, as soon as the House met this morning, opposition MPs were on their feet demanding discussion on issues, including bribery charges against the business group, violence in Sambhal and the situation in Manipur. As the opposition continued with their protest, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till noon. In the Rajya Sabha as well, similar scenes prevailed, leading to adjournment first till noon and then for the day. In the morning, when the House met, Mr. Dhankar rejected adjournment notices given by opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, violence in Sambhal, law and order situation in Manipur and Delhi, and others. Members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, Left, AAP, and others created noisy scenes in the House. The chairman urged the members to allow the House to function. As the noisy scenes prevailed, he adjourned the House till 12 noon. Later, when the House assembled and the pandemonium continued over same issues, the chairman adjourned the House for the day. Union Minister Giriraj Singh today came down heavily on the opposition for disrupting the parliament. Talking to media outside parliament, Mr. Singh accused the Congress and other opposition parties of not having faith in democracy. He also alleged that disruption is a wastage of people's money.
ये विपक्ष को लोकतंत्र में भरोसा नहीं है, कांग्रेस पार्टी सहित. अगर लोकतंत्र में भरोसा होता तो जनता की गाढ़ी कमाई को एडजॉर्न कराकर संसद में अगर जनता के लिए चर्चा नहीं होगी तो ये शोर मचाने के लिए होगा.
On the other hand, senior Congress leader Manish Tiwari said the government should accept the adjournment motions of the opposition on various matters, including on the alleged bribery charges against a prominent businessman.
Who regulates the regulator? It is only Parliament. And so therefore it is extremely unfortunate that government deliberately does not want a discussion. They don't want the House to run because the responsibility of running the House is of the government.
Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has said that 96 ships and submarines will be inducted in the Indian Navy in the coming 10 years. He said 62 ships and one submarine are under construction and efforts are being made to induct more ships and submarines in the Indian Navy as part of the self-reliant drive in the coming years. He was briefing the media in New Delhi today during the annual Navy Day press conference.
We are building 31 ships here in India, ships and submarines. Acceptance of necessity is there for 31 more in pipeline, which are at various pre-AON stages. But if you add these 63 plus 31, that itself becomes 94. Two ships are being built in Russia. We are talking of 96 ships and submarines, which are likely to be inducted in the next 10 years. As far as the nuclear submarines are concerned, you're talking of the SSBNs. The first one has had a number of deterrence patrols. Second one is just got commissioned. It is carrying out trials.
Admiral Tripathi expressed hope that the first nuclear-powered submarines will be inducted in the Indian Navy by the year 2036-37. He said acquisition process of three Scorpion submarines is also at an advanced stage. Speaking on the recent nuclear-capable missile test from INS Arighat, Admiral Tripathi pointed out that India carried out a test of the missile and the launch was successful. On the growing concerns of the Pakistan Navy's ambitious naval projects, the Chief of Naval Staff said many Pakistan Navy warships and submarines are being built with Chinese support.
बहुत सारे उनके जहाज और सबमरीन ये तो चाइना में बन रहे हैं, ये चाइना के हेल्प से बन रहे हैं. इससे तो पता चलता है कि चाइना इंटरेस्टेड है कि पाकिस्तान नेवी को और स्ट्रांग बनाया जाए. वी आर फुली अवेयर ऑफ व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, व्हाट स्टेट, व्हाट इज द लेवल ऑफ देयर डिप्लॉयमेंट, व्हाट इज देयर कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ ऑपरेशंस, एंड देयरफॉर वी आर ट्वीकिंग आस एज वेल टू नेगेट एनी इंफ्रिंजमेंट इन आवर एरिया ऑफ ऑपरेशंस, एंड वी आर फुली रेडी टू टैकल ऑल थ्रेट्स फ्रॉम आवर नेबर्स.
The Navy Day will be celebrated at Puri in Odisha on Wednesday. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the occasion as chief guest. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has stressed the need to empower the youth with education and skilling to grapple with future challenges. Addressing the 29th CII Partnership Summit 2024 in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal asserted that India stands proud as a country which offers speed, scale, resilience and determination while maintaining its culture and traditions.
We have to empower our people, empower our youth to grapple with the challenges of tomorrow. And that empowerment will come from education. Skilling will lead to ease of doing business, ease of living. Two areas which we in India hold very important for our future.
Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said the Narendra Modi government is making the health sector affordable and accessible. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, Dr. Mandavia said there were 387 medical colleges in 2014, but in a decade it has been doubled to 780 medical colleges.
देश में हेल्थ सेक्टर में मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में 360 डिग्री वर्क हो रहा है. देश में हेल्थ को एक्सेसिबल और अफोर्डेबल करने के लिए मोदी जी ने आयुष्मान भारत योजना चलाई. आयुष्मान भारत योजना के तहत 12 करोड़ फैमिली यानी कि 60 करोड़ लोगों को 5 लाख तक का मुफ्त इलाज की गारंटी मोदी जी की ओर से मिली.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will watch the Hindi movie The Sabarmati Report at the GMC Balayogi Auditorium at the Parliament Library Building today. The film is based on the February 2002 Godhra train burning incident in Gujarat. Last month, in a social media post, Mr. Modi had said that it is good that this truth is coming out and that too in a way common people can see it. He had said a fake narrative can persist only for a limited period of time. Eventually, the facts will always come out. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The total coal production from captive and commercial mines has reached over 112 million tons in the last 8 months, marking a substantial increase of around 35% in comparison to the same period last year. The Union Coal Ministry said in November this year alone, the total coal production from these mines was around 17 million tons. It said the dispatch from these mines has also seen remarkable growth. As of November, the total dispatch from captive and commercial mines reached over 119 million tons, an increase of around 34% in comparison to the same period last year. The foreign direct investment FDI has witnessed tremendous growth of 45% to over $29 billion in April to September this year, as compared to the same period last year. According to Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, the main sectors of the economy that benefited from the FDI include services, computer software and hardware, telecom, automobile, pharmaceuticals and chemicals. The governor of West Bengal, Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose, today administered the oath of and affirmation to the six newly elected members of the Legislative Assembly today. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was also present on the occasion at the Bidhan Sabha in Kolkata. The six MLAs were elected in the recently held by-elections. All the MLAs are from the Trinamool Congress. Senior Indian Information Service officer Virendra Singh has passed away. He was 55. Singh breathed his last at a private hospital in New Delhi this morning. He was currently posted in the News Services Division of Akashvani. Earlier, Virendra Singh had worked in DPR Defence and various other media wings of Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees has suspended its aid operations through the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza following a series of armed robberies that have disrupted humanitarian assistance to the besieged territory. The decision comes after armed gangs seized an entire convoy of aid trucks on November the 16th, followed by another raid on food trucks on November the 29th. UNRWA officials cite multiple challenges hampering their humanitarian mission, including the ongoing siege of Gaza. The world's largest United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification began in Riyadh today, bringing together an unprecedented gathering of global leaders, policymakers and environmental experts. This critical conference, running from December 2nd to the 13th, aims to accelerate action on land restoration and drought resilience worldwide. We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
The opening days will mark several significant milestones, including the launch of the pioneering Riyadh Global Drought Resilience Initiative today. The ambitious program seeks to transform how nations collectively address drought challenges. Along with this, Saudi Green Initiative Forum will convene hundreds of international experts and business leaders today and December 3rd in the dedicated Saudi Green Initiative Pavilion within the COP16 Green Zone. Adding to the conference's comprehensive agenda, the second International Forum on Greening Technologies will unfold from 6th to the 8th. This specialized forum will showcase innovative solutions and scientific research from restoration projects worldwide, featuring dozens of focused sessions exploring the latest advances in environmental technology and conservation practices. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
In Kerala, the Met Department has issued a red alert in 5 districts of Malappuram, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasargod. Orange alert is issued in 4 other districts. Hilly regions of the state are on high alert as there is a possibility of landslides and flash floods in the areas. Heavy rain is expected to persist till Wednesday across Kerala's coast until Thursday along the Lakshadweep coast. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has appealed to residents in landslide-prone and low-lying areas to move to safer locations during the daytime. People living in flood-prone areas are advised to relocate to relief camps set up by the authorities. In Tamil Nadu, moderate to heavy rains are lashing the interior districts as Cyclone Fangel is making headway to reach the Arabian Sea. Continuous rains have been witnessed in 8 districts. NDRF personnel are engaged in rescue work in Thiruvannamalai. 3 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents today. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring a discussion on addressing mental health issues with Dr. Pratima Murthy, Director of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS, and Dr. Rajesh Sagar, Professor of Psychiatry in AIIMS. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament adjourned for the day without any substantive business on 5th consecutive day amid ruckus by opposition over various issues. Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi announces induction of 96 ships and submarines into the Navy in the next 10 years. Country's total coal production registers 35% growth till November in the current fiscal compared to corresponding period last year. UN Convention to Combat Desertification Conference of Parties begins in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. In Kerala, red and orange alert issued for several districts on account of low pressure formation in the wake of Cyclone Fainchel. People living in vulnerable areas directed to relocate to safer places. And with that, we end the midday news.